This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So at this point, I'm getting obviously increasingly upset.
Yeah.
Because my day had started out rather simple. Like, all I wanted to do was get to the kitchen and get a glass of milk. But every time I move literally two steps towards my door, the tickle monster.
Wow.
Is tickling. Assaulting, pushing me back from the door. And it's been going on for, to be honest, in real time, it was probably only a couple of minutes. It felt like a fucking eternity.
Yeah.
And I'm getting pissed. It's hard to communicate because I also am laughing, shrieking with delight.
Yeah, of course.
During a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, saying stop, but also sort of pulling the tickle monster's hands towards me.
Okay.
And I get how that's confusing, but I am saying stop, and I am saying I want my Milky.
Okay.
I want my Milky.
Yeah. Talk to me about the tickle monster. Like I know that it like tickles you.
Yeah.
But does it like do other stuff? Like, what's it doing there?
It says, I'm going to get you. It says, Rar, I'm going to get you. Okay. So I have some warning. I'm never completely blindsided. And it'll often sort of like brandish its fiendish tickling instruments in front of me, sort of like wiggling them about to kind of say, like, this is what's going to get you.
This is all still on like the tickling thing, but if it's like in your house all the time, does it like do other stuff? Does it have like other?
Well, this will blow your mind.
Yeah.
It's actually also who I need to pour me my Milkies.
Okay.
This is starting to
come together a little bit.
You know what I mean? It's not just like,
I'm like, what?
Because it's not always the tickle monster.
Right.
It's not always.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also like, at some point it's going to help me put my shoes on. It's going to, it's going to pour my Milkies. It's going to make me jam with toast. So. Mm-hmm. So I am reliant
jam
on it in a way
toast.
That I don't want to. That's how I say it.
Okay.
I am reliant on it. And so I don't want to like fully like kick the fucking tickle monster's ass, you know, which, by the way,
I'm a very strong boy. I'm sorry to butt in, man.
I got to say, like, you are a strong guy, but you're making the right choice. Because I've beaten a tickle monster and it sucked.
Yeah.
You did?
We'll talk about that. Talk about that, Bang. Bang Rajman's here.
Yeah, so I beat the living hell out of a tickle monster once.
Yeah.
It got me pretty good, and through the tears and laughter, I was able to get a couple licks in and get the upper hand, and I beat the tickle monster to a bloody pulp. And I reveled in it for about 0.5 seconds.
Sure.
Because guess why? I wanted my Milkies and I wasn't able to get them. I was in a similar situation and I've never gotten them since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why do you think I'm like this,
that's
man?
That's exactly what I was afraid of.
People are always like, what's up his fucking ass? That's it.
People talk about your attitude a little bit.
Still
and
haven't
what it is.
Gotten the Milkies ever since.
No, never. And I never will.
Still unfolding the trauma of beating the tickle monster to a bloody pulp and going Milky free for what must be, a couple decades now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to welcome everyone to the show, Hollywood Handbook. It is Hollywood. That is what we're doing today. People say, oh, Bang Rajman is here. Engineer Brett is here. Are we continuing to just plug away at this threadbare premise of cowboy TV. No, we're not. I want to get that out of the way at the very beginning of this episode. I am so happy to hear that the two of you have really been evolving in your thinking about cowboy TV as a project.
Can I interject in it? Because I don't want this to be framed as, and I think you'll desire to frame it as, cowboy TV didn't work.
Yeah.
So that is how I that is not accurate.
We can disagree on that. Mm-hmm. We can disagree on that. That is 100% my perspective. That is where I'm coming from. I think cowboy TV was, to even say it didn't work, I think is actually giving it too much credit as like the possibility of success.
It's actually couldn't be further from the truth. It's the opposite. If anything, it worked too well and was so far ahead of
its time.
Don't touch
it.
That what we need to do, we're trying to create a bridge to cowboy TV where we establish our brand with content and a format that people are more familiar with, so that once they know us, we can open them up to the world of cowboy TV, which I still think has a very, very bright future. So while we have, I won't say we abandoned it, we have set it to the side for now. And we
put it on a pedestal is what we've done. You know, it's in the museum. It's for the generations to find and revere and treat as they should. But, you know, Hayes thinks one way. We think another way. And isn't that where we're at as a society? Yes. It's a little divisive right now.
Yeah, this was so interesting to me as you were talking about this stuff as like the potential for a different kind of show. Go ahead. I don't want
to. Because we go to these meetings.
Half the country currently, this is true, half of the country that you live in, and this is true, Hayes.
We've got the shit. We've got the facts and figures. I mean, we're not making this shit up.
Half of it thinks one thing and the rest disagrees. And what is so mind-blowing is both sides think they're right.
Yeah, let's take a quick look at these numbers.
Okay,
you know, let's go over it. Thank you.
Half the country, I got it at 50%, is thinking one different opinion of things. And then I've got, over here, this whole other half is thinking something else. So it's like we got guys all over the place, and that's where we're coming from. So
what is it? It says half is thinking one thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, like if half thinks X. I'm looking at a data sheet right here. I'm a data guy.
Hayes isn't a data guy. We're data guys. We do this, actually.
This is sort of, this is effectively this is the USA.
And that's a perfect circle.
Do you want to describe what it's, because people can't.
Okay, so this is, what I have here is actually a diagram. And this is actually from one of the top. It's one of the top newspapers. Is the source?
You did just change it.
Is the source for this?
Okay, people can see that you did just draw USA on it. Well,
I said USA at the top because I realized that's the source.
Okay,
so it is a perfect circle divided precisely down the center into one and two halves. One half says X. This is the half of the country that is thinking this, what the other half would call crazy stuff.
Okay.
Now, on the right side of the circle, it says B. These are the ones who disagree, right?
Yeah.
With some of the what
is this about,
you know,
a
what they would call crazy,
things,
but like what the other side.
Hey, I think we're losing Hayes in the science
and
the numbers, and that's fine. And that's fine. That's more for us to get the actual truth of the matter behind.
Right.
I mean, but the question is, why now? Why are we doing this now?
Yeah, and this part America. Was interesting to me. Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
You know,
yeah.
This is the country we live in, and I think, mm-hmm. you know, if you could understand Sean's graph, it's USA. And we're living that world right now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there he is. He's splitting it right down the middle. He's got his knife out. And this is what
you do this down the middle of the country. Both sides are like, good. Honestly.
Mm-hmm. And we've gone into some meetings, and that move that Sean just pulled has blown some minds. It's been compared to James Cameron. James Cameron wrote Aliens with the ass and the dollar bill.
Yeah.
Clemens takes the knife out and he slashes through. We bring a chalkboard and shit, and it like makes a big screech.
It's so loud, yeah. And it doesn't cut it cleanly.
He cuts a chalkboard with a knife.
It doesn't cut, but it's like a big, big
the chalkboards, they're not usable after that. We got to keep going through them.
Oh, yeah. We need a fresh one because if they see the scrape on it, they know what's coming.
Okay. And these meetings are like about this show, you're like,
well, we wanted to come to you first, obviously,
but you
sure
have had other
busy,
but,
man,
but you have had other meetings about it.
We have, yeah.
Okay.
So our dream home is obviously to fold it in with some of other projects we have under your umbrella.
Okay.
But we, you know, we'd be stupid to shut the door and not field competitive offers.
Okay, this is just the first that I ever heard about this. Like, there was no, you never mentioned like us meeting about it before this, or like trying to set something up. So like I'm so busy, man.
When would we have brought it up? I'm very interested
in this.
When
I
would
like
we have
the
talked
idea
to
of,
you about it?
Can you fuck with your spam filters, man? I keep telling you over and over again, fucking check your spam.
I did,
and set the filters.
Okay. I didn't see anything in there. The idea is really appealing to me, like exploring these kind of issues. I'm still not totally clear on what the issue is that people are.
One second.
What do you need, babe? What is it? Your backpack.
My wife needs her backpack. This is a perfect illustration of what we're talking about. These are
exactly.
We are the two kind of sides of this thing right now, right? She wants the backpack. I want the exact opposite.
Let me actually break that down. So, you know, Sean is a guy out there, no pack, okay?
No pack?
Now he's got no pack.
Yeah, I couldn't really see that when you held it up. But.
Yeah, it's, you know, I got to get a better camera on here.
Okay.
Then, you know, Grace, guess what she needs? Pack.
Mm-hmm.
And then you circle that up and it's about 50-50 split on there. And that's just a classic example of what we're going to be targeting.
So that is an example of the kind of the thing that you're going to be talking about.
Well, watch this. Watch this.
He's getting
and he
up.
Gets up.
He walked all the way to the back of the room.
Now he's
oh my God.
Right over a backpack.
Imagine living in this country.
Okay.
He's got the pack.
Right? Where we both have a backpack.
Oh,
you know, what is that? Okay. What does that do to you?
So you brought a backpack over, and so now you agree, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if only the country could do the same. But I actually think by experiencing each other's POVs, and
point of view,
yes. Okay. Sorry, I'm getting in the weeds.
I know what that I know what that means.
No, it's
but.
So I think that by experiencing each other's POVs, what we can do is create something of a bridge, a staircase, to the country where this is happening. And we each have, you know,
and this is just an example, of course. I'm not sure what the kind of issue is that you were talking about.
Well, he's just
making this became an example.
He's making lemons out of lemonade. We didn't plan this. I didn't text Sean's wife and be like, "Hey, come in. We're like losing Hayes here.
Yeah,
come in for a second. Like that just happened. We were able to spin it. And that's just what we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, this guy doesn't have a backpack.
No.
You know what's going on here?
No, that
you
looks
drew
like
a guy with a backpack and a guy without a backpack.
So
yeah.
So then what I'm saying really is it's interesting.
I'd love
you
to
do it both
see,
ways. This guy could take his backpack off. Mm-hmm. Would be I can't draw that because that's not, you know.
That's
and you know, honestly, we don't have
but think about that.
Yeah. And we don't have to, I guess, really play out this example because, like, I am really curious to just hear the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
To see this in practice and this, like, point counterpoint and how you hash this, that whatever the issue turns out to be. Again, I'm still not, like, totally clear on
that. No, that was just an example. I mean, I wanted to make it a little simpler.
I know the backpack was an example.
Yeah.
I know that, but the stuff from earlier when you just described it is, like,
well, think
one
about
side.
Food. I mean, think about food. And honestly, that maybe is what we should start with. Like, maybe we should do...
So you don't have a thing that you... Like
we've actually recorded some stuff and like
we've done a lot of examples, but the beauty of it is because Ben and I have this dynamic where we do each feel pretty strongly about our own kind of POVs. Mm-hmm.
So this guy,
I know every time I say it, I can see your eyes go like
just glaze over a little bit.
Penis on vagina. It's like
that is
no,
absolutely
not
what I was.
It's point
thinking.
Of view.
It's point
I
of view.
I know what it is.
That, it's
I
not
knew
that
it.
Kind so, of show. You'll have to tune into a different channel for cinema.
Hayes, whatever you think it is, I know. Sure, you think it's point of view, but just for maybe other listeners, let's say, and not you, I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
I think most people know
nothing
what it
to
is.
Do okay.
That's fine. Yeah. It certainly
nothing,
by now,
why don't
now
I explain
we've done
it
twice.
For the other listeners that aren't you.
That might be really helpful for them.
Yes. Yeah. And I think, if there were anyone listening who didn't know that POV meant point of view,
mm-hmm.
now we that are, I think we are squared away on that aspect of this.
So point of view is how I see things, let's say, versus Sean's POV, his point of view would be how he sees things, which is dramatically different than the way I see. We go on road trips together. We hit a fork in the road. I'm like, let's go right. And he's like, let's go left. Our driver doesn't know what the hell to do.
You have someone driving you on a road
trip. I went straight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You were driving, Engineer Brett. Okay.
Yes.
See this?
Yes, I see it. No, I can't really tell what it is. They're both wearing a backpack. One of them has something like coming out of its head.
Well, they both do.
That's
but
vision.
In opposite directions, right?
That's an abstraction.
Oh, that's its POV.
So this one's POV. Okay, they might be seeing a big fucking bird. And this one, actually make it that this one, because this one's looking
Because he's looking.
This is seeing a big bird. So this one might see, some sort of... like a bug.
Okay.
Like
it'd be a big bug.
So how do they share a country and not have it and not throttle one another?
Uh-huh.
My friends and I were sending around this photo one of them took of their dress and they were getting ready
story.
To go
we
out
say this
and,
in the pit.
Yeah. And everybody like couldn't agree on the colors of this fucking thing.
Yes,
okay.
Like we say.
Is it blue and black? Is it gold and white?
Wait, you're saying this happened to you in real life? That this?
Yeah, a couple of my friends and I.
He and his friends were getting ready for this event. It's like a formal function.
Yeah.
Of course, they were late after.
So this,
you know.
Yeah, this played out on online year. I think like 9 years ago now. Where like it was a photo of it.
We don't have the exact date or anything.
Yeah,
I have a couple friend of mine.
I mean,
this is better. Mm-hmm. Maybe this will be easier for you.
Okay.
So there's a couple friend of mine. They're really sweet. Yanni and Laurel.
Okay, this is another very similar.
They thing that, you know
well it didn't
they
play out
cares.
Online at all. Phenomenon. I mean, this was before we even got in line. Like we were already. This is like while we were getting ready for the event.
Yeah,
they weren't dressed yet. The dress was still on like a hanger.
That's not what I meant. So this again, like these are potential other examples. I guess none of them seem to be like that good a fit for the kind of stuff you were talking about, which is like these really intractable national issues that can be discussed. I mean, the thing about the dress is like there is nothing to talk about there. It's like so. Such a boring conversation to hear people disagree
should we just
about.
Do
hey, we're,
data.
No, we're
that is actually what I'm.
We got a fucking list of hot button topics.
Okay.
I mean, you name it. All the shit that is ripping this fucking nation apart.
Yeah,
we got.
You were,
I mean,
well, Sean was saying maybe start with food. I actually don't think that that's a good.
Oh, are you kidding me? Have you been to Thanksgiving dinner? You got gluten-free people. You got your vegans. You got your paleo people. All right?
On this very Zoom, we have vegans, vegetarians. We have paleo. We have keto. Brett's doing some sort of... do you want to explain a little bit about your diet, Brett? We don't have to
blood thing.
Yes. It's a blood diet.
So he's...
eating blood?
Not eating blood? No. It's just blood. It's just blood. But it's also
like sucking on meat. Blood.
Okay.
So you think vegetarians don't eat vegetables?
Well, there's just different ways to refer to.
When I say a blood diet.
Yeah.
Everything
but blood.
You obviously know my whole thing. I'm on a seafood diet.
Mm-hmm. he does this. Yeah.
I see food, man. I'm hungry.
That's it. Okay. That's it. That's one thing we can agree on, man.
Yeah.
It's nice to start off, congenial. And then we do kind
of
have to.
So this is part of it. And what was confusing to me earlier was when you were like, we say this in the pitch. So none of this was the pitch.
The dress story is part of the pitch. Traditionally.
Okay.
Yeah. Usually people let us finish.
Are we rolling?
Yeah, we are. Yes, we are. And so we're almost 25 minutes in. I would love to hear
please
how this works and just sort of like get to enjoy it.
I'm going to start recording.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to roll end.
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
And get my lines.
So this is all pre-scripted. Okay.
We have freedom within it, but we do have points we want to hit.
Yeah, it's a little tight at moments, and I have some stuff. I got to get some of my facts right. And,
I want people to feel they're in good hands, and we want the data to be accurate. And there's so much misinformation out there, which is another topic we actually could talk about.
Okay, but that's not what you're gonna. Okay, I'm curious to hear what the topic actually is because.
Can you?
I feel like
in the nicest
food
way. Can you shut the fuck up while we do it? Because you're not going to be in the show.
That's absolutely not the nicest way that you could say that. But I am. I'm happy to be quiet. But please do not talk to me like that.
Let's just this is exactly why we're doing this show. Look at how fucking things have gotten heated. We're going to show that heated.
Okay. If that was an example.
In the country you call home, Hayes. Uh-huh. These are the kind of conversations that are happening online.
That's fine if that was like an example. Online. I don't think that's actually indicative of like the kind of stuff you're talking about in these like debates over issues. I think that was
everyone's very respectful in these.
People get pretty fucking ugly online, man.
Again, not speak to me that way.
I was online.
Don't do it as an example. Like, I understand what you're trying to do, but that is like complete. I want to support
this
project.
It's no good if you bury your head in the sand and don't see the way these conversations really play out. Then you can't connect to.
But this is not what we're doing. Like, I don't need it as an example. And so there's no like.
Should we start rolling over again?
Let's start recording.
Yes.
I'm going to cut, and then I'm going to start recording
now. Kevin, if you could
talk don't
to
have
Hayes
to do that. It doesn't matter if you cut or just keep recording. Like when we just use like
Kevin, when we're doing the show, and we talked about this a little bit, and actually, Brett, you could talk to Hayes too. Hayes won't be on the show. So while Ben and I are doing the show, he does need to shut the fuck up. I know that I'm not able to...
You are speaking to me, and if Brett or Kevin say that to me, it's honestly an entirely different problem, and so like that will escalate things in a way that none of us here should be comfortable with.
You're fucking too serious, man. Shut the fuck up, man. Like, come on. Yeah, it's like
we're being silly online with our friends.
I don't get it. I don't know what this is. I don't know
around.
Why. I don't
we're,
know why people have all started talking like so.
Shut the fuck up, dude. We're just fucking with you, man.
Yeah, man.
It's all POV. Okay.
So,
it has nothing to do with POV.
let's just get into it.
Okay.
And I'm ready. A country divided, America. What goes up must come down. At least that's what I think. And what goes in must come out. And I'm talking, of course, today about food. Bang, Raj Man, your 30 seconds starts now.
Well, I'll tell you about food. I just ate myself a whole mess of beans.
Well, I didn't have any beans myself either. I can't agree with you on that. What I can agree on is roosting a marshmallow right here on this old beautiful TV set. At least that's what I call it. Me, the cowboy.
Yeah, we're lucky too, it's not on the fritz.
Nope, reception's crystal clear tonight. It's just one of those nights when the programming powers that be lined up just a killer set of back-to-back hits.
Some pretty risque late-night stuff. Look at all them titillating embers.
Ooh, am I paying for a premium channel? Because I do declare I see the outline of one hot scene in there.
Yeah, but ain't your daddy's cowboy TV. It's not family night.
No, it sure ain't.
Sean? So you finished. You are actually
with
done.
That's the food segment, yeah.
Yeah.
That is the food segment. Okay.
Beans or marshmallows, you know, and the country can't agree.
So one guy's beans, one guy's marshmallows.
You know? I'll say the obvious, like, it is Cowboy TV. It's the exact same show. There was a very brief introduction where you told Bang that his 30 seconds started now, and then he just said
one
thing.
We're not married to that intro.
The intro, honestly, might go.
Okay.
It's more for you because it felt like you were a little lost.
I definitely didn't need the intro. The intro didn't work for me at all either.
That's great. Let's lose it. We didn't want to do it.
Scrap it. It was kind of just to dumb
it down. But everything else that's there, also, I'm on record as saying it is not working because it is Cowboy TV. It is the exact same show. It has nothing to do. There was no real.
The show's called The Country Divided.
There is no debate in it at all. It was just like the first thing Bang
he
said.
He had
was
beans.
That
I didn't have beans.
That he just
I
ate a whole. He just said he ate a whole Mr. Beans.
Yeah.
Was the first thing you said. I cannot imagine that's what's on the paper.
That is, yeah. That's, yeah.
It says
my script.
Mr. Beans.
It says, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a whole mist of beans.
Yeah.
And
mine says the same thing.
And it's on Brett's script. It's like part of what cues up some, like, we're all looking at the, yeah, pull it up. Like, we're not fucking around.
Yeah, mist of beans,
mean,
yeah.
Like, I'll,
that was perfect.
You know
actually.
What? I'll double check
exactly
and, like, get to the paper.
Mine looks like it says Mystic Beans, but, you know, my chicken scratch, I wouldn't be surprised.
You wrote it down.
Well, yeah, I sent the script to all these guys, and then I said write it in longhand because I want, you know, their spin.
There's
on
something
the,
of a homespun,
yeah,
folksy feel, you know. It's so much mm-hmm. of. I mean, that's one of the things we debate on the show is how the world has become so automated and
so
the reliance on technology. Yes, it's, you know, it's a good thing, I guess, this advancement, but is it actually pushing us back? And you know,
so you have
see this God's antenna.
You have pitched this other place. Is that a pen?
Mm-hmm.
You have pitched this other places. Satellite you tell them
coming in.
You tell them it's a show called A Country Divided, and that it's about a debate between like the big issues that the country is facing. And then you start. Brett's there. You play the sound of a fire. Brett plays the guitar, and then the two of you pretend to be cowboys who are watching a fire and comparing it to TV.
Yeah.
What has been the reaction
in
other? That's the
that's
entire.
Fair. That's fair. There's some that of
is
that
the
in there.
That is the entire concept. That is, sometimes not even that. Sometimes it's not like sometimes it's not even focused on the fire stuff. It's
you're generalizing now. There's a hint of that. Yes, like you know, we have our signature on it. We
what,
can't.
I'm curious about is
fault
what
you for finding that element.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. It's certainly
what
not
kind of reactions. I would so
like
love to know
scale.
Because so far I'm the only person. I can't even talk about this to people because, like, no one. It's not interesting to hear secondhand that I was like I had to sit through this show. Now this is like the fifth or sixth time that we've done this, where the two of you pretend to be cowboys who either
we're
think-
friends, man. If you ever have a script you want to send my way and get my thoughts on it, like, feel free. I'd
what
be
I
want to
I'm
like,
sorry
get you
I,
back like
I'm
I
taking
respect
too
your
long
opinion.
To get to what I would so des I'm so desperate to hear is what kinds of reactions other people are giving you when you do this to them.
Kitty.
Is that a cat? It's kitty, kitty cat. Okay.
Perfect.
The idea, I would love to get in touch with these people. I would love to like discuss with them the experience of like
well,
of,
you know,
of hearing this.
Unsurprisingly, if you've been to one of these pitch meetings, we've been to a few now, the room usually has quite a few people in it.
Yeah.
Little cat.
We do a cats or
why
dogs
do you
thing
have
too.
That? What is
cats? Because that's something people, you know, will get into. We do a cats versus dogs thing.
We do, in fact, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll save that for a future segment. But that one gets pretty heated. I need to unwind after some
hot
of those. Yeah,
cats versus dogs. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, it's usually there's a few people in these pitch meetings. You know, a number of these executives will show up, and the irony has been. In terms of pitching A Country Divided, I feel like it's always, you know, a room full of suits divided. Some people really get it, okay. Love it, you know?
Yeah.
There's always some detractor, someone saying, you know, I disagreed with the one guy. It's like, you're supposed to disagree with the one guy. That's the point.
Duh.
Right?
But yeah, sure. A few no from time to time.
So some people don't. Some people in the room say that they don't like it because they disagree with one
with
of the
one
cowboys.
Side of the debate.
There was no debate. There was not a debate happening.
And I'm
the two
I'm
cowboys agreed. The two
I'm
cowboys agreed
man.
On everything.
I'm a big enough man to admit. Frequently, the suits have more of a problem with my opinions, and. I kind of wear that as a badge of honor. I honestly wear that if the fucking suits disagree
I
with
think
my
you
ass.
Should.
Fine.
I feel
me.
Like a sellout because sometimes they're going like, well, some of what this guy was saying, you know, I love a nice toasty marshmallow.
And I'm like, yeah, well, that's that. I'm like, Sean, we drive away. I'm like, Sean, you had a real good time with your friends in there, those fucking
yeah,
suits.
Yeah, and I
fucking
and
razz him a little bit.
I tell him, I go, will you shut the fuck up? You fucking clown.
And
you
we get a good laugh
there,
out
know?
Of it.
We
okay, so
up,
it has
we're
failed.
Each other.
Oh.
We're
so
not
the pitches
done
have
with
not...
the we're not done pitching it. I mean, this stuff takes months. And again, like I think we have some supporters in the room, you know. They're mm-hmm. not always the highest ranking people there.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Pro Version, the boys work on page 2 for the script of Barbara Bush.
So this is audience member number 2. As we recall, audience member number 1 was Bane, who tripped over the microphone, disconnected it.
Should this be Wayne?
This should be Wayne.
Bane and Wayne?
Mm-hmm. W-A-N-E.
Sort of like a Wario Waluigi type
yeah.
version of Bane.
Boos Wayne?
Boos Wayne.
Okay, keep going. Okay.
Mark looks Mike. Around for the person who yelled. He finds him, a mid-60s biker.
Wayne.
Mid-60s biker. If I'm a biker, I want a 0 to 100s biker.
Yeah. If he's biking, a real biker, he'd be 0 to 100s. Or she.
Yeah,
I'm not
I
against
guess.
Wayne being a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
oh,
it
yes.
stands for
oh,
woman Bane.
Woman Wayne.
Woman Wayne.
Check out the Pro Version, the Flagrant Ones, Carl Calls His Cousin, and the video for today's episode with Bang and Brett at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook. Whoa. Hollywood Handbook.
Is there more to it? I mean, like, again, like,
Are
and
you
I
just
did
have a problem.
I mean, yeah, like, there's more to it. We just said we do cats and dogs. We talk about misinformation, right? We talk about all kinds of different things. The backpack thing was just an example. Get off it. You're so stuck
I'm not.
Fucking, see, this
you,
is
like,
the,
haven't
this is,
moved on since.
Oh, God. And this sucks. Like, you get this beautiful moment. It's like, I'm going to roll with it. And sometimes it bites you in the ass because, like,
right?
Hayes can't fucking see past
it. Being able to go with the flow and incorporate what's happening in real time and go, like, hey, this is real life. Like, we see it all the time. And then it just sticks in Hayes's mind in this way where he's not actually, like, watching or listening to the show, which is a great,
like,
debate topic show.
Do you hate John Williams because Superman theme sounds kind of like the Star Wars theme? Like, because I feel like you just can't get over our signature sound.
Right. I think you're coming at it with so much baggage because we did Once Upon a Time.
So your signature
sound. Do Cowboy TV.
Is the voice that you do, which is like a kind of a sort of a cowboy voice. Where they're watching.
You're putting that on it, but go ahead.
There's some of that. You named it Cowboy TV.
And
it's the same voice.
We've now
from
named
that
it a country
show.
Divided.
It's a country divided. Let's just get that straight. Yes.
So this is just like what I'm to accept at this point when you come to me and tell me you want to pitch something else, that no matter what, the signature aspect of it is going to be two cowboys watching a fire and comparing it to TV.
Yo, man, are you when you watch
you
the
just
mayor,
said it's your,
are you like,
your,
man,
your
it's weird
sound.
Sam Malone is the mayor now. Like, can you not get
How'd
past
How'd he
that?
Become Mr. Mayor? Sam Malone? He's
but
not
he's playing a different character. He's not like...
Exactly.
Yes, thank you.
He's not wearing...
Hey, wait a minute.
Voice.
He does fucking get it.
Okay, we've made a breakthrough.
Yes. At last.
What's different about these characters?
You just have to walk it.
Tell me about, give me about, without doing the actual show or whatever, tell me about the backstory of these characters that's different from the Cowboy TV guys.
Let's do it. We have a segment where
we go ahead. It's a segment where you talk about the backstory of the characters?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. We want people to have a connection to these. We don't want to be talking heads. We want them to feel like they know these people who are in these very spirited conversations where they can't quite agree on the ground rules, which is to respect each other's
they
opinion.
Come from different backgrounds and they have different opinions and they're trying to represent
then,
a broader spectrum
let's
of the
do this segment
right, if
where
shut
they
the
do
fuck
that
up, it's fine.
Yeah, just shut the fuck up.
I'm not that doesn't what? Make me mad anymore. I feel so sorry for all of you. There was you a time got, where that would make me upset, but
should
like,
we cut?
We're doing the show.
Should we cut?
I'm sorry, but we have to be able to do it.
I'm going to roll.
Go ahead and do it. Go ahead.
Please. I'm rolling.
I'm starting. Go ahead.
Fella. You know, whoever thought the two of us would end up out here staring at the same old Cowboy TV?
Yep. We're back at Cowboy TV.
Me, a good old boy from the disappearing West, and you... A southern rancher. Used to roping steers when all I ever did was, round up cattle.
And here we come together in front of this here fire. And a beaut, isn't she?
Boy, this fire's about as fiery and has as many angry licking flames as the two of us do when we start talking about the two, three... four or dozen things that we don't see eye to eye on. Of course,
this one
both
log
our eyes kinda
reminds
now.
Me of me. Oh, you know what point of view means, don't you?
Surely I do.
Sometimes I call it POV for short.
Well, I have to take umbrage with that, my good man. I like to call it just PV.
Oh, wow, you get that
Cowboy
straight
PV,
out of there?
That is. Yeah, Cowboy PB. Little joke I like to make. Pass me those beans.
Okay, here's a Mr. Beans. Ah, look at them logs. Kind of remind me of me and you, huh? This one log's got the fire burning up inside of it. And this other log got the fire outside of it.
Well... they're about as opposite as could be while still being the same species and having to share this one same fire. I'm glad we found some common ground. Looking at the Cowboy PB.
Okay. That
was fucking good.
Great
man.
Job,
like,
guys.
I don't.
Man.
I don't mean to like pat ourselves on the back, but like
that's
it was
the best
the same.
We've ever done.
It was the same. It was
trailer
it
moment.
Was,
really?
It was always the same as everything else. It was not
There's
a trailer
a fucking
moment.
Story, dude.
That doesn't make any sense.
What? Shut up for a second. There's a fucking story. I in the first one, I don't eat the beans. Mm-hmm. Imagine a country where the guy, the fucking people now. Like you, who won't even try the beans, right? Get a have their friend now, who they used to disagree with, hand them the Mr. Beans.
Nobody is tracking this.
The Mr. Beans get.
Nobody is tracking this as a conflict. The idea that
you're nobody.
The idea that it was that everyone is like waiting to see whether.
Dude, you can barely say it. You can barely. You're like
I
can
say
it like
a
conflict. You're like fucking Robert Durst confessing a fucking murder, man. Like you can't, even lie to yourself like that. Yeah.
And the idea that when
fucking Kevin's busting out trailer moments left and right.
What I do wanna sort of like stop down was Brett playing Sultans of Swing at one point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's my sound.
Yeah, good guitar.
Your signature sound.
I have
playing
a sound.
Sultans of Swing. Yeah.
The guy's got a signature sound.
There's 12 notes.
Is that part of it? Where like Brett
well,
plays
yeah,
because
our country is in dire
thing?
Straits, Hayes. And it needs
how,
the
how
healing.
Is that connected?
There
right?
you go, connections.
How
this
is that connected
happening.
To that song?
How is that? Although the country's in dire straits, we all have to do that walk of life, right?
That's a different song.
I know.
It's all the same song.
It's just 12 notes.
It's a different song. So how is that connected? Is the idea that it's like
yo? Let's move on, man.
Let's deal with something else.
You mentioned like
I guess.
Guitar. You mentioned Guitar George. Like, is that
yeah? Check out Guitar George. He knows all the chords.
Yeah,
Harry doesn't mind.
Check out Guitar George.
It just seems unrelated. I just bring it up because it was
chords.
Like it was something new, Brett. Like suddenly playing Sultans of Swing was like that's not a normally an aspect of Cowboy TV as I've heard. Which, by the way, both of you said it was Cowboy TV multiple times in the thing. Both of your characters,
there was a touch of that.
We're saying this is
I am the
and,
first
in fact
to
you
admit.
Said it. You said it was the same old Cowboy TV.
Harry doesn't
the
mind.
Same
was one.
One
of the
we
first
were both
that,
looking at the same one.
No, you said the same.
I'm establishing.
Old Cowboy TV.
Yes, they were both the two of us staring at the same old Cowboy TV. You know, although we come from totally different backgrounds, not two people you would ever expect to see
the
in the same room, let alone on the same wild pasture.
Yeah, the different backgrounds are the guy from the disappearing West who's used to wrangling cattle.
Yeah.
So and a southern rancher who's used to roping steers. What's the difference between roping steers and
wrangling cattle? We have a whole segment.
I don't want to hear that.
Remember the circle thing with the knife?
I don't want to hear that segment.
Well, you asked, so I thought you might.
I don't. Yeah, I just
fine.
Wanted to hear an answer to the question.
I actually
I didn't
don't
want to hear it as an entire
give
segment.
It to you because it's you won't get it.
You the, see, I mean, an old guitar is all he can afford.
I like the song. This is why I was kind of like drawn to it. It's one of my favorite songs. And so I thought like, oh, this is like kind of a nice thing, but it just like.
He could play the honky tonk like anything. Yeah. Right.
And you didn't think it fit in. Like to me, it was spot on. It was
the song.
It was the cherry on top.
The song tells a story. I think a really captivating story. About like kind of discovery coming out of the rain, and you hear this jazz band, and like you come upon this community that's been performing like this for a long
that's
time.
Not
like
what it's about.
And that's,
that song,
welcome
that's really
into the 21st century, man. Like
I actually find it like incredibly insulting to what is a really beautiful song.
Okay,
that it would even that it would even be like. Played alongside something as just like intellectually bankrupt as Cowboy TV.
I would think, Hayes, at this point in our collaboration and how long you've known all of us involved, that you would be able this to I have get nothing excited. To
do. Don't call this a collaboration. Nothing I've ever pitched has been implemented in this. In this project, we've worked on other things.
So let me get this straight.
But Cowboy TV, I like.
I would hope you could be excited that we're excited. I would hope that you could feel that there is some real momentum behind this and that you could put aside your enormous fucking ego that is the size of the Titanic, which sank, by the way, no coincidence. And actually just listen and hear that we have found something really good that works.
I didn't want
to. Period. Point blank.
I didn't want to kind of bust this card out, but I'm going to. Every time I've been to Hayes's house and he's throwing a party, you know what one of the songs that comes on his playlist every time? All Summer Long.
Sultans
of- by Kid Rock. And okay. he fucking yeah. loves it, and he thinks it's the best shit.
I don't think that's like my favorite song or anything.
Well, it's always on your playlist, man.
I'll play it at a certain type of party. I don't think it's my favorite song.
And guess what, man?
There's like a certain
Kid Rock didn't invent that out of thin air.
Yeah.
All right. It's
that little piano.
Werewolves of London, man.
Yes.
Okay, so we are taking something existing, Sultans of Swing. Yes, I know you like it, and I didn't realize you had such a huge attachment to it, but like we're weaving that into a news story, and that's what being an artist is all about, and artistic growth is all about. It's collage.
I want to go back. I mean, like, I'll just sort of take this one by one. Like, the being excited for the two of you, the fact that you are excited, I am so supportive of you making this work somewhere, like wherever you can.
This,
if you have
supportive, man.
If you have all these opportunities, then like I really encourage you to pursue them. What I think is actually happening is that you're lying. You're lying about all of this. You lied that this wasn't Cowboy TV. It is the same. The characters both say it's Cowboy TV, and you promised me that it wasn't. And then
this
you had
is so,
and then
oh,
you
God.
Scripted both the characters to
I'm
say that this was Cowboy
this
TV.
So like,
you're not laughing.
This is so much like one of the debates we would have on the show.
And you're proving the point of why we're even doing the show in the first place.
This is like, it's okay. So essential right now to our nation to have a show like this because of exactly what you're enacting, which is one side says you're lying. You know, that's not what you think. You're doing Cowboy TV. The other side saying, yeah, some of the raw materials that make up the show are Cowboy TV. Just like, you know, paint was used to create the Mona Lisa, as well as
my house,
the diner, and the house, his house.
I'm not like stopping any of you from doing this as a show. Like, and I don't want to stand in the way of that. If you want to do this with all these like these places that you've pitched it, the perspective partners that you have, I was a little upset when I thought this was a completely different concept and not the same thing that you've done five times to me already. I was upset that you had taken it other places. Now, I'm totally supportive. If you can make it work somewhere else, please do that.
Ideally, because so much of our Cowboy TV IP has been, you know, sort of entangled because, with your...
Your
production company and all of that.
I relinquish it. I never wanted it. I never had any interest in it.
It's just a sticky contractual
thing
legally.
It's not sticky at all. I'm sure that we can work this out. There's like, I want no part of it whatsoever. And I will sign any document to that effect. In fact, I insist. I would like documents drawn up to saying that I have at no ownership, no affiliation whatsoever. Me, no one in my family, like nobody is.
The division of the royalties and stuff is going
Cowboy
to
TV.
Be
I don't
be
want any
nightmare.
I want zero.
It's
I want
going
zero.
To be
I want
so,
zero.
Well, I'm happy you're saying that, but the realities of the legal system in our country are that it's going to be a very drawn out process. It's going to be extremely painful.
What if it's something that I just like? I never knew about this. I never hear about it again.
Well, a lot of
like,
people
there must
heard
be
the
a way
show.
That. Okay, so you went to you pitched this to other places, even though you seem to think that it can only happen.
That's well, all right. Real landing spot, but we did want to generate competitive offers as well.
Did that,
and honestly, I mean,
did that
you're taking this the wrong way. You're insulted, but you should be honored. We didn't go to you first because we wanted to work the kinks out. We wanted to get this thing smoothed out. We didn't want to embarrass ourselves in front of our supposed friend.
I think a lot of those were practice pitches. Really, yeah,
you're practicing for me.
Yeah, we didn't want to bring this thing to Pep Boys. Like, no, we've been to a couple different shingles.
Yeah. We've been straight Pep to buyers Boys. And yeah.
Yeah, we're not just
phrase, or like you did actually pitch this at like a.
We pitched this to the guys at Pep Boys Automotive, and
for what, for them to do what with it?
You know, maybe they wanted to get into a new space,
mm-hmm.
and they were a little confused about what they wanted to do with it as well. That's a fair.
All
question.
These cars have TVs in them now.
No, they don't.
Oh God, dude, damn, dude.
What's he driving?
Fucking drive. What the fuck?
They just you aren't that.
Get off your city bike, dude. Get in a TVs. Fucking car. They got TVs.
That's not a TV.
Don't take a hoverboard everywhere. It's not safe. You know?
It's a They're screen, over. But it's not like a TV. Okay. Some cars have TVs.
Mm-hmm. You're fucking decrepit
the only,
bird
the only thing they don't
and
have
also, Pep Boys doesn't. TVs. Pep Boys doesn't make cars.
Well, they but they adjust
cars
them.
Are coming through.
Yeah, but they don't like put TVs in them. It actually, you know what?
Hey, dude,
do
it doesn't matter.
TV.
They fucking passed. All right, you got it out of us. Pep Boys isn't interested. All right, but it was a practice pitch. All right,
that was a practice pitch before this one, which is going twice as good. So, like,
here we're bringing in terms the of whether we have juice. We're fucking juicing the shit out of this one. And you're fucking like, you're getting thrown off by this fucking backpack bullshit,
I'm in the fucking
dude.
Zone.
I haven't even been thinking about the backpack.
Yo, man, forget about the fucking backpack for 5 minutes. We fucking nailed it. Kevin's fucking popping out trailer moments left and fucking right. Trailer
Kevin moments. Can do whatever he wants. Kevin is like working like in all these other places without telling us already. Like, Kevin is welcome to run with this.
If I could just say, Hayes, in terms of whether or not we were able to generate competitive offers, we actually do have, there are a few different places competing for
great.
What you've expressed interest in, which is divesting themselves from anything to do with the Cowboy TV brand. And that
so
that
you have pitched
seen.
This and the offer that you're getting is like for ways for the people that just heard the pitch.
It's not dissimilar. It's not the first. The reason I know it will
their
be
affiliation with
such
the
a
project.
Boondoggle, you know, uh-huh. to get you removed from it is that we have gone down that path a little bit with some of our other partners. I know you never thought you owned 100% of Cowboy TV, and we've sort of spread our shares around among some other mm-hmm. producers. And so when they
producers, oligarchs,
this,
like, yeah, we've been kind of selling pieces yeah. here and there.
You
where
sold
we can.
Shares of
Cheeks and,
of Cowboy
yes.
TV.
Yeah, I think we should just all roll with this. See where it goes.
How does this? How does this? You know, yeah. like how? Like
just
you,
to protect
you,
our.
You made a T-shirt. You made a mug. They both
phone
are
case.
Terrible
yeah.
products. They look like shit.
Okay, this is good stuff for the show.
This is great. I mean, because I disagree with you, but you know,
it has not, the show has nothing to do with
Bang.
We could debate it on
the
yeah.
This is not. This is not.
That could be a good segment.
The
if
show
you
want to
hear us do
the show's
that?
About
like,
Cowboys watching a fire,
you.
Pretending it's TV.
Yeah.
That's what the show is. That's the only thing that the show is. It's Cowboys
like,
watching a fire.
You
want to
talk about the mug?
It's not a debate show. It's not about. It's not a POV show.
Some people like a mug that has the logo.
This has nothing to do with it.
A weird ass
off center that you can't see it when.
If the Cowboys talk about this, it's totally incidental to like that.
Some people love that kind of mug.
Watching a fire and pretending it's TV. That's the only thing that the show is.
The two logs that we
saw
were burning from the inside.
How does this practically? Like play, like the idea that we're like that we are moving forward with this. What does that mean? It's the same thing every time. You just come back and you pitch it again. There's
Let's
never anything more to it than that.
Let's make
how
money.
how what is it? What
we
is
need,
this?
Obviously, we need capital to grow the brand.
So yeah. You want money? You want money?
Yeah.
You want me to give you money for what?
I don't know, Bang. Should we debate that? Would you want money?
I could, especially
if we. I'd like to adjust the mugs a little bit.
Yeah, some people do like the mugs.
You want money
with the
to
weird
move
logo,
the logo
but,
on the mug so that
yeah,
it's
but
centered.
Overwhelmingly, yeah. Most people like it in a different spot.
is what we found, you know, and obviously our characters could debate that, and I think it would make for a great episode, but right now the most pressing issue in the short term is just to get the logo on the mug moved so that we can.
I would say the safest bet is to clear out your bank account just to get room in there for all the money that's going to be coming in.
How much, like, how much does it cost to move the logo on the mug? I mean, isn't it free?
Christ, this guy.
Isn't it just
for numbers every time? You know,
they don't like they don't make these things ahead of time. They just like when someone orders them, they just
you remember this, Ace?
The kitty you drew.
It's a crypto kitty, actually.
Okay.
It's worth so much Ethereum.
Hey man, take a break, man. Sometimes you got to take a vacation, Sean. You can't work all the time. This guy's always making money, man. Fucking, he's busting out crypto kitties. This is a different pitch,
right? No, but I'm just saying, like
that he drew. He drew it.
He's making money even like when he doesn't have to. And you don't want to do business with this guy?
You sure?
What are your notes?
How
man?
Much like, does it cost just to change the mugs? Okay. How much does it cost?
$750.
$750.
Yeah.
Plus labor.
And how do we break that out? Like the cost of like.
Well, we came up with the mug.
We got the mugs. We got the labor.
Yeah.
And then we got the current mugs on the market who are also going to want to send them back to us and get them fixed. So. We got to put that all together, and we got about $750 plus labor.
Plus labor.
So,
plus labor.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, you just that. Included yeah. labor.
I said plus labor.
No.
I know you did. Yeah. That's what I'm reacting
there's,
to.
There's
but
there's varying layers of
the
labor.
The mugs,
that,
we got
yeah.
the labor. We got the current mugs that are out there on the market.
Those
you know
what
I mean?
Fixed.
So that's going to bring us to about. We got to adjust that. So that's, you know, this is back of the napkin.
Yo,
math,
if you got notes,
think,
give us your notes, man. We're not like
let's
set
take
in
notes.
Stone.
Where do you want to
no,
see like, the logo? What, like,
I'm not
like,
doing
if there's
that
a cheaper
again.
Way to do it. I want the quality of the product
on
to be.
Cowboy TV. I'm not.
Let's
good.
Let's great.
None of my notes have ever been incorporated.
What? I don't even think that's true.
It is true. It is true. It's the same as it always from when I first heard it.
What's a note we haven't taken?
It's the exact same show. I cannot keep doing this. I cannot
say a note we haven't taken. We'll take it right now.
I don't like Cowboy TV. I don't want it.
Are you fucking
Stop
stupid,
it.
Man?
Stop Cowboy TV.
His note was he loved Sultans of Swing.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I really
we got that.
Like, but I don't
note.
Want it. But I don't
do
want
it louder.
But I don't
do
want
it
connected to Cowboy TV at all. I don't want any like. If you can find a way to incorporate Sultans of Swing in some way, which you don't own, but like,
what do you mean?
That's something that I would be willing to put money behind if a worthy project for that song.
Well, I think we got one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should bust it out right now.
Okay, it's gonna be Cowboy TV.
You might be surprised.
Okay, let's just hear it. Like that's what it's gonna be. It's always Cowboy TV. It never changes. It's the fire sound. It's the two cowboys. They're eating beans. They're eating marshmallows. They talk about the fire. They compare it to some kind of TV thing. Sometimes, I guess it's like porno this time. Sometimes it's like an action movie. Sometimes it's like a mystery show. Sometimes it's a kid's show. I don't know if they've ever... I mean, I feel like it's just kind of the action movie and a mystery show over and over again, except this time there was the porno aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the same. It's the same every time. That's what this is going to be. You're welcome to do it. You cannot hurt me with this anymore. So, like, do it as many times as you want. It has nothing to do with me. And I refuse to participate in this going forward.
Okay. We hear those notes.
Is there a note? Yeah, okay.
Gonna try to, you know, we'll take a look at it, obviously.
We can take a look at it and we can get some of that stuff in.
It's not a note.
See what we can work in.
And then we appreciate that, actually.
Previously on A Country Divided.
Ooh, man, I'm getting too close to this here fire. It's dang hot.
Oh, go ahead and move your stump on back a few yards there, friend. I'll tell you, is it just me or the two of these flames here look like they're going at each other, taking swings, but also like they might be hugging and kissing?
Yeah, and they also look like they're trying to solve a crime.
You sure said something there. Yeah, they do look like they might be don't trying to solve
that. Brett, don't play that song.
Because we're cowboy. We're watching cowboy TV.
Don't sing it. Don't sing it. Don't play the song.
Check that's out cowboy
shut
TV.
It off. Shut it off. Shut it off. Shut it off. Shut it off.
Watching cowboy
shut
TV.
It off. Shut it off. Boom. Goodbye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.